Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ches, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of daf zayin amid beis dorash bar kapor. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasuna matzor v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shleima for Ruchama Rivka bas Rachel, Zisel Rachel bas Alta Frumit, and Yehonatan Eitan ben Batsheva Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Tzvi Elimelech ben Menachem Mendel. Zok to Gemara. Dorash bar kaporo. Bar kaporo darshined the following. Minoha milsa da amru rabbanon. What is the makar to this that the rabbanon said, which is hevu mesunim b'din, that a dayan should be patient and diligent and meticulous when he judges? The chsev said bar kaporo. The makar is the following pasuk. It says loisale b'maylois al mizbechi. This is a pasuk in the end of Parshas Yisro. It's talking about how one ascended the Mizbeach. And the Torah says that there can't be steps to walk up the Mizbeach. Rather, in lieu of steps, as we all know, there was a ramp. Now, the Samachle, right next to that pasuk, it says, Ve'ela HaMishpatim. Thus, we learn from there that someone that's a judge, someone that's involved in Ve'ela HaMishpatim, he has to be careful not to jump. Not to climb steps, meaning be patient, operate with clarity, with diligence. That's the way you're supposed to go about it. So Bar Kapora said the makar to heaven mesunim bedin is the smichos between a pasuk at the very end of Parshas Yisro and the very first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Minayin l'dayin shlo yifsal rashi yam kodesh?" How do you know that a dayin that's coming to give a lecture and the chevra is already sitting? Now, in the olden days, what did it mean that they were sitting? It meant not that they're behind a desk or a shtender. What it meant was that they were sitting on the floor. So this dayan, who's going to be walking towards the pulpit, may inevitably step over the heads of the Am Kodesh, of all the holy Jews that came to partake in the shir. So how do you know, said Rabbi Elazar, that that's not okay? Shenema, he learned it from the same smichos. Loisale b'maylois v'samachle, and right next to it it says ve'ilam mishpatim. So ve'ilam mishpatim, referring to the dayan, he should be loisale b'maylois, meaning he should not step over the am kodesh. So two drushes, one from Bar Kapara, the other from Rabbi Elazar, as it relates to the juxtaposition between loisale b'maylois, which is mentioned in the end of Parshas Yisro, ve'ilam mishpatim, which of course is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. One is heaven mesunim b'din, the other one is a dayan should not step over the heads of the people that came to listen to his shir. Now, we mentioned the pasuk of ve'ilam hamishpatim, so the Gemara is going to darshan it a little bit. Ve'ilam hamishpatim asher tosim lifneim, says the Gemara, asher tosim asher talamdei miboyle. Ve'ilam hamishpatim asher talamdei. These are the laws that you should teach. Tasim means you have something physical and you're placing it somewhere. A teaching is not something that's physical, so the appropriate language that the Torah, L'chura, should have used was not Asher Tasim, but rather Asher Talamdim, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyo, V'item Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Ilu Kleya Dayanim. This pasuk is a remez to some physical things that the Dayanim had, specifically his tools, right? So every geshäft, every artisan has their own toolkit. So the Tosim is a reference to the Kliya Dayanim, says the Gemara. Rav Huna, ki avi nafik ledino. Rav Huna, when he would go to judge, Rav Huna was a Dayan, Amar Hachi, he would say as follows, Afikuli manucha nisoi, bring to me all the tools that I need for my geshäft. What were they? Makel, a shtekin, ritzua, a whip, v'shufra is a shofar, v'sandala is a shoe. So Rashi says that why did Rav Huna need all these things? He needed a makel, he needed a stick to give someone makas mardas in the event of. He needed a ritzua, a whip, to give malkas arbon. Malkas arbon, that's a mishnah, and then the Masechtas Makis says, was administered with a whip. V'shufra, he needed a shofar in case somebody had to be put into cherim. Part of the shamta, part of the nidui process was blowing shofars, and he needed a shoe in the event that he would have to do a chalitza. So the Gemara now is going to continue to darshan psukim related to mishpatim and shoiftim, bullet point style, just like the opening lines of the daf. But specifically, it's going to focus on a few psukim tucked away in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim. So we know the context of the beginning of Parshas Dvarim is Eila HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Ever HaYarden. It's a shiur, a lecture, a sermon, a very long one, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jews when they were Be'ever HaYarden, as they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. This is at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and he's giving the Yidden chizik as they're about to cross over to the Yarden. Now, part of this chizik that Moshe Rabbeinu gave was a little bit of a chazara, a history class. You remember what happened when you left Mitzrayim and all the nesyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested you with, and then some of them you passed, others you failed. A lot of mussar, a lot of teichacha. So there's a lot happening in Parshas Devarim, which really goes from the beginning of Sefer Devarim all the way to the end of Sefer Devarim. Now, one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions right in the beginning, it's literally Pasuk Yudalit, Hezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, says 15, 16 psukim in, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the fact that we established judges. And in the recounting of the establishment of judges, there's a few psukim that actually mention halacha is related to judges. And it's those psukim that the Gemara is going to talk about. So just to read the psukim inside. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, is talking about what was. I commanded the judges at that time when we established the judges. You should hear the court case from amongst your brothers, and you should come up with a righteous judgment, regardless of whether this is a din Torah between man and his brother, or if it's a din Torah between man and geiroi. What does geiroi mean? So pshutai shel mikra means miloshen gar. So if you have some dispute between you and your brother, or between you and somebody that lives in your midst, you should have judges that are going to deal with it. Le'sakiru panav ha'mishpat. The judges have to make sure that they're not going to show any favoritism. Ka'kotoin ka'godol tishmon. You should treat a small case the same way you treat a large case. Le'saguru mipneish. Don't be afraid of anybody. Ki ha'mishpat le'lokimhu. One of the themes at the beginning of Sanhedrin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much involved and engaged in every mishpat. Va'adover ashriik shemikem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I told the judges that if you're going to get something that's going to be too hard for you to rule over, takrivu me'lai, bring it to me, Ushmativ, and I'm going to tell you what it is that you need to do. And it was at that time that I told you all the aforementioned, everything that it is that you need to do. Either way, the Gemara now is going to darshan these psukim. So the pasuk said, that's how this began. I commanded all the judges. What was the lashon v'atzava referring to? It's referring to the makel and the ritzua, the stick and the whip that the dayan had. That's what that's referring to. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that wherever you find the word sav, it's a lashon of zeros. It's a lashon that we have to be mezaris. You have to be extra careful, right? Every time you find the word tzav, vayitzav, va'atzava, any formulation of the shayosh of tzav, it means that we need a little bit of extra chizik, because we're afraid that whoever's listening to this might not heed what it is that he's being told. So tzava means be extra careful. So vatzava eshev techem beisahi sounds like there was some extra zeros that was necessary over here. So what's that referring to? It's on that Rabbi Yochanan's commenting. It's keneged the makel and the ritzua. Now there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what exactly this means. Rashi says that what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu was being mezaris the dayanim to use the makel and to use the ritzua. Right? The dayan might be hesitant to use it. I'm going to start beating up a yid. I hear the Torah says you're supposed to. Aber fart, right? So, vatsava, tehizoris, do it anyways. Tosfos says just the opposite. Tosfos says that once you give a dayan a stick, once you give him a baseball bat, you give him a whip, now fakert, now he may be corrupt and he may actually overstep his boundaries. So we're being mezaris, the shoiftim, not to do too much. But regardless, Vatzav is referring to this inyan of Mako and Ritzua. Shemoya ben achechem u shvatetem. Those were the next words in the pasuk. Amar b'chenin, what does that mean? Azor the baldin shalo yishma divrei baldin koidim shiyavoy baldin chaveroy. There's an azor on bezin that they're not allowed to hear the arguments of one baldin before the other baldin comes. Where do you see that? Shemoya ben achechem. Meaning, you can listen, but only when it's ben achechem, when both brothers are there, when both baldinim are there. But if only one is there, not the other, you're not even allowed to listen. Additionally, Rabbi Chanina said there's a second azor in this pasuk. Va'azor le baldin shalo yatim dvar v'ledayim koidim shiyavoy Baldin Chaveira. So there's an Azara on Bezdin not to listen, and then there's an Azara on the Baldin not to tell Bezdin. So each one has a lav. Bezdin has a lav. You can't listen to Reuven unless Shimon is also there. Reuven has a lav. He can't tell Bezdin his spiel unless Shimon is also there. Now, how do you see both? Kipshutei Shamoya Bein Achechem is referring to the listener. Who's the listener? It's Bezdin. So it sounds like it's an Azara to Bezdin. We do see the Azara on the Baldin. Shab Chanin explained, Kari Bein Nami Shamaya Bein Achechem. Shamoya means listen, but you could read it also as if it would say Shamaya. Not listen, but make listenable, meaning tell and proclaim. So the Azara of Shamaya is on Bezdin, the Azara of Shamaya is on the Baldin. Rav Kana Mamehach, Rav Kana said that, yeah, this halach is true. There's an Azara, say on Bezdin, not to hear one Baldin if the other Baldin's not there, and say on the Baldin not to even express his argument if the other person's not there. But it's not learned out from this pasuk, it's learned out from a different pasuk. It says, Lo Sisa Shema Shav. Loisisa Shema Shav is referring to Bezdin. You can't listen to Shema. You can't listen to a Shmu. You can't listen to the argument of a Baldin if the other Baldin is not there. And we read it also, Loisasi, which would mean that it's an Azara on the Baldin as well. Continuing in the Pasuk, it said, Ushvatetem Tzedek. What does that mean? Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, the Pasuk is coming to teach me Tzedekes Adin. Make sure that you have the Din all worked out. And then afterwards, go about it. Meaning, don't administer a din. Don't paskin unless you know 100% you got it right. Ushvatetem tzedek. You have to make sure that it's 100% tzedek. And then the end of the pasuk was bein ishu bein achiv u bein gerer. Says the Gemara, what does it mean bein ishu bein achiv? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said afilu bein bayis laliyah. What it means is, let's say you have two brothers. Rashi said that yarshin the bayis. So Bezin doesn't have a right to say you take the bayis and you take the aliyah. Meaning you have a place to live and you have a place to live. Now you can't do that because maybe the bayis is worth a lot more than the aliyah. Or maybe the aliyah is the penthouse suite. It's worth more than the bayis, right? You don't know which is worth more. So what you need to do is you have to make sure shvatetem tzedek bein ishu bein achiv, figure out what the dollar value is of each one of these deers and work it all out. But you can't simply say you take the bayis and you take the aliyah. What does it mean? Uvein geiroi, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, afilu bein taner likirayim. Bein geiroi is referring to things that people need, poshet, to live. Rashi says, tashmishei dira. So let's say two people are fighting or they're dividing a Yerusha or whatever exactly it is, and there's a taner and a karayim involved. So the dayan might say, you know, you take the taner, you take the karayim. You'll be able to cook dinner and your taner, you'll be able to cook it in the karayim. It's also not good. The reason is because the taner and the karayim might not have the same value. And to the extent that they don't have the same value, since for that reason, this is not something you're allowed to do. Just to chazer over a marumokim that we mentioned when we learned Bava Basra Dav Beis Amar Aleph. So Masechtas Bava Basra begins Hashutfin, right? Hashutfin that want to make a chalukah and all the dinim of exactly how they go about it. The Teres Chaim in Bava Basra Dav Beis Amar Aleph asks that Hashutfin starts with a Hey Ayediyah. Why a Hey? And not just why a Hey. Tosfos, we know in Kedushin Dav Beis Amar Aleph, Ksubas Dav Beis Amar Aleph says that why is it that it's Besulo Nisas B'Yom Erevi, but it's Ha Isho Niknes. Right? Why is there no Hey Ayediya before Besula Nises? And there is a Hey Ayediya before Ha'isha Niknes. So Tosfos says, because the Mishnah and the halacha of Ha'isha Niknes is actually referring to a pasuk. The pasuk that says, Kikach Ish Isha. So when the Tana, the Mishnah, wanted to comment on that pasuk, it said, Ha'isha, which Isha? The Isha that's mentioned in the pasuk of Ha'isha Niknes. Oh, that Isha, you want to know how you kainer? It's Bekesef Shtaru Biyah. But Psula Nisis is not referring to a pasuk. And because it's not referring to a pasuk, that's why it doesn't say Habasul. It's afraid to Teres Chayim. You see from here that when does the Tana start with a Hey Ayediya? When it's referring to a pasuk. What's the pasuk of Perek HaShutfin? It sounds like some court case that two people are handling. So why would there be a Hey Ayediya? Says the Chassam Sofer, the first Chassam Sofer in Bava Basra, you want to know where the pasuk is? It's this Gemara right here. Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Bein Ishu Bein Achiv U Bein Geiroi. Bayis V'Aliyah Tana V'Karayim. That means the pasuk already talked about if there are shutfin, sharotzu lachloik, and how you're supposed to go about it. So the Mishnah of Ashutfim is actually referencing this drasha right here, which is a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Aleph, and that's the teretz to the teretz Chaim's Kasha. That's why it begins with a Hey Ayediyah. Either way, moving along. The next words in these psukim are loisakiru ponim b'mishpat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said loisakireya. What it means is that if one of the chevra, one of the baladinim is somebody that you like, don't be makir ponim, don't show favoritism. Rabbi Laza Omer, Rabbi Laza said, just just the opposite. You read loisakiru as if it would say loisinakureyu. If there's someone that you don't like, don't treat him like a nachri. Don't treat him like a fremda. The spirit of the law is identical. It's the same thing. The question is, don't show favoritism, or to the contrary, don't put the other guy down. Ushpezichne de Rav, on this note, also the kamiludina. So Rav was being hosted by somebody, and Rav's host, the person that he was staying by, came in front of Rav for a din Torah. Amaloi. So this person turns to Rav and he tells him, Lav ushpizchani at? Aren't you the person that's staying by me? Amalayin. So Rav doesn't speak a lot of words, right? He says, in one word answer, he says, yes. Amale, dino isli. He says, oh wow, it's so interesting. By the way, Agav, I haven't done Torah right now. Could you please be my judge? Amale, so Rav told him, pasil nalach ladina. No, being that you just mentioned the fact that I'm staying by you and you are doing this Torah for me, now I'm possible to be a dayan because it's a bechin of shaychat, it's not something I could do. Amale, Rav, the Rav Kahana. So Rav told Rav Kahana, puk dayne. Meaning, I can judge, but you, my Talmud Rav Kahana, I want you to be the judge. So when Rav Kahana went and he started looking into this case, he saw that this person had a little bit of a gaifa. Meaning, he knew that it was going to end up working out good for him, or at least that's what he thought he knew, because of the fact that Rav is his guest, and for sure, he's going to get some gravitas from this. Amaleis, Rav Kahana told this person, listen to me, I don't care about the fact that you've been taking care of Rav. I'm going to do this the way I'm supposed to do this. And itzai is size. And if you're going to listen, it's going to be good. And if not, he used a funny expression, mafitna lach Rav mi'unech. I'm going to take Rav out of your ear. What does that mean? Rashi says, I'm going to put you into chayim. So this was an expression once upon a time, but the bottom line is, I'm going to end up putting you in chayim. Tosfos says, by the way, that even though it sounds like from the Gemara that Rav was really puzzle, he wasn't allowed to judge this case, right? Sounds like this is Shaychad 101. It's really not Shaychad. Tosfos sends you to the sugis of Shaychad, which are in the last parak of Masechtes Ksubis. And Tosfos says that this was just some richok that Rav was holding himself to some higher standard, some lefnim ashur sadin, but really me ikar adin, this wasn't really shaychad. And if Rav would have wanted a pask in the shaychad, shaychad is where you play for pay, right? That's not something you're allowed to do. But over here, he was punked his guest, and he punked, mentioned it. That doesn't necessarily mean a shaychad, but Rav wanted to distance himself even from a shminish of a shminish of shaychad, and that's why he said what he said. Either way, continuing. So the pasuk said, next words, we're literally darshaning every single word. Kakotoin, kagodo, tishmon. What does that mean? Amr Ishlokish, Ishlokish said, Sheyeh chavav alecha, din shal pruta, din shal mea mana. If you're a dayan, you should treat the din of a pruta the same way you did treat a din of 100 mana. Says the Gemara, so what do you mean treat it? It should be chaviv by you, right? It's a funny expression. Doesn't mean you should be ma'ayin in the same way, right? Meaning, just like you're going to roll your sleeves up to make sure you get the halacha right when it comes to a din Torah mea mana, you should do the same thing if it's a pruta. But the Gemara says pshita. That's so obvious. Of course, you have to get it right. You can't be corrupt. All the Gemaras were talking about corrupt judges don't discriminate between how much money was at stake. You have to get the mishpat right. Elo laktume. What it probably means is something else. Laktume, meaning if you have a din shel pruta that came to you and you're being mayan, now all of a sudden some huge din Torah comes into your bezin. So you have no right to drop the smaller din, instead take on the bigger din. Rashi says, rather, hakoidim lefanecha haktim lachtech. Whichever comes first, that's how it goes. It's first come, first serve in bezin. And you have no right to triage and to start going and making cheshbon is based on the fact, oh, this is a much bigger than Torah. Let me instead deal with that. Next words in the Torah are, loisoguru mipnei ish, ki amishpat leiloi kimhu, which literally means, don't be afraid of anybody, because the mishpat really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rabbi said, what does it mean? Ki amishpat leikim, who Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and he's saying, "Lo yidayin l'risham shenayt l'mizem mamav v'noyisul zeshal leikidin." It's bad enough that dayanim they paskin wrong sometimes. Elosh matrichin oisil lahachsim mamav the Bible, but they mish mi'arayin in this also. Why does I have to be mishdaran? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu says I have to start making the person that ended up losing. Va'adover ashiyikshem ikem. The next pasuk said that Moshe Rabbeinu continues, and he says that if there's going to be any shiloh that will be brought to you, and it's going to be a hard shiloh, takrivon elai, bring it to me, ushmatev, and I'm going to tell you the answer. Amr b'chanin v'tem Rab Yoshi, aldov v'orzeh nenash Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was the anam mikol adam. He's the humblest person to ever live. But at the same time, in this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu expressed abyssal gaiva. And because of this, he was punished. What was the gaiva? You do what you need to do. And by the way, if there's anything you don't know, don't worry. Bring it to me. I'll make sure I have your back. I'll tell you. And he was punished for this. And the punishment, Moshe Nemat, it says, Vayakrev Moshe es mishpaton lefnei Hashem. Who's this referring to? The Bnei Slavchad, right? They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha. He didn't know about the Bnei Slavchad of Perakei Shnoichlim thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hadov Rakosha, you should bring to me. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because of that little bit of haughtiness that all of a sudden, yeah, really? They brought a Shver Shal to Moshe, and Moshe didn't know the answer. Says, Maskav to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. As my bagay into Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so he heard this memro and he says, I don't understand it. He said, Miksiv v'ash miyachem u'shmativ ksiv. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? V'adov ashi yikshem ikem ta'kriven ha'ilai u'shmativ. The Gemara understood that what it meant is, u'shmativ, I'll tell you the answer. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, if that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant, he would have said, v'ash miyachem. It says u'shmativ. You know what u'shmativ means? If you have a shver shaila, bring it to me and tell it to me. And I'll hear you. I'll listen to what you have to say. Now, Igamirna, if I know the answer, Gamirna, Viloy, and if not, I'll go learn it. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't showing any gaiva over here. And if that's the case, you have to say that even though it says Vayakru Moshe Shabbatim Flei Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to tell the Bnei Slavchad, it's not because of a punishment of something bad that Moshe Rabbeinu did, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Rav Nachman Yitzchak never did anything bad. So what's pshat in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the parasha of Bnei Slachlov Elik at the time? The rest of the story is the following price. Ruya hoisa parashas nachlois sheti kosev al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have, could have, would have taught us the parasha of Bnei Slavchad, the parasha of Nachlois, even without the Bnei Slavchad's intervention. But the Bnei Slavchad had a schus, and because of the schus that they had, they were zoicha to do this. And on this note, there's another parasha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to be told, and that was the parasha of the Mekoshesh, right? The Mekoshesh was Michal Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with the Mekoshesh. And really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have known. Elishin is Chayiv Mekoshesh. But because the Mekoshesh was Michal Shabbos, he did something bad. V'nichtav al yodei, the Torah Tafka wanted to bring it out through him. V'lamedchen, this teaches us, Shemegalgalin Choyva al yedei Chayiv, V'zchus al yedei Chayzakai. That once a person does something good, it's going to bring to other Schosim. And if somebody does something bad, it's going to bring to other Chayvis. The Bnei Slavcha did something good. Megalgalin the parish of Nachlis comes through them, and the Mekosha did something bad. This parish that a Mechal Shabbos is Chayv Misno comes about through them. Either way, one more pasuk that we have to darshan. Ksiv, the pasuk, and really this whole parish began. Vatzave es shoifteichem be'esai. Ksiv, and then it ended. This is the last pasuk. Vatzave eschem be'esai. All of the aforementioned, right? All these different psukim. Shemoya ben achechem, ushvatetem tzedek ben ishomein achev ben geiroi, leis akiru panem ha-mishpat, kakodan gagolot tishmam, leis agurum ipnei ish, ki ha-mishpat leil akimu, vadov rashi ikshem ikem terkribim alayu shmativ. Who was it told to? The opening verses, vatzava eshoifteichem be'isahi leimar. The closing verses, vatzava eschem be'isahi. So who was it told to? Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Amar Rab Siloy, in the name of Rab Simloy. It was told to both of them. Azhara Litzibur, it was told to the Tzibur, Shetayimas Dayan Aleim, that they have to make sure that they take upon themselves the aim of the Dayan, whatever the Dayan tells them they're going to follow. Vazar Lidayan, and there was also an Azhara to the Dayan, Sheyizbalas Atzibur, that you have to be patient and you have to deal with the Tzibur. So you want to know who it was told to? It was actually told to both of them. Ad Kama. See, tell me, the Dayan has to be Soivel, the Tzibur, how much does he have to be Soivel? Amar Rab Chanan, Itaim Rab Shapsoy, and this is referring to a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch, he says, I just can't do this anymore. Ha'anoichi harisi es kolo amazeh, ima'anoichi yiliditeu, ki tsoimar elai so'eyu b'chekecha kashe yiso ha'imen es ha'yoinek. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm literally taking care of Klai Yisrael as if they're infants. I can't. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? Esfali Shiva Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael, right? The beginning of the Masechta. But the point is, you want to know how much a Dayan has to do? Look at that pasuk. That is the clinic. That is the makar of what a Dayan is supposed to do. You take care of Klai Yisrael literally as if they were babies, as if they were infants. Says the Gemara. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Ki ato tovoi. Viksiv, and the pasuk also says, Ki ato tovoi. So these are two completely different psukim, and these are psukim in the end of Devarim. So, what are these two psukim? Vayikra Moshe liYoshua, vayomer elov le'inei kol Yisrael chazak ve'amatz, ki ata tovi yeso om hazeh elo oretz hashenish v'hashem la'avoyisom, lo seis lohem, v'ata tanchilem oysom. So, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua ben Nun, Chazak ve'ematz, you're the one that's going to lead the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. Ki ato tovoy esa amaze. Now there's another pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yeshua. Vayitzaves Yeshua ben Nun. Vayomer Chazak ve'ematz, ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el aretz asher nishbatilem v'anoichi e'yima. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yeshua ben Nun, Chazak ve'ematz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yeshua ben Nun, Chazak ve'ematz. He's saying the same thing. You're going to be the ones that's going to bring the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael because Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnas, right? But the Gemara stung zech on one diktok. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, he tells him, ki ato tovi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, he says, ki ato tovi. It's afraid the Gemara, k'sif ki ato tovi, k'sif ki ato tovi. What's going on over here? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and Pshat is like this. I'm like Moshe Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, ato vahaskenim shebedar imahem. Ato tovi. I want you to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you'll do it together with the skenim. Meaning, you're not going to be the ruler per se. Maybe you'll be the highest ranking member of the Jewish nation. But it's not like you're leading the skenim. Ato tovi im haskenim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua. And that's the significance of the word tovoy. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua no. He said, toil maka, take a stick, v'hak al kakadam, and hit the skenim over the head. Meaning, don't go with them, lead them. And the reason is because dabar echad ladar, the generation could have one leader, v'ein shnei dabarim ladar, you can't have two leaders. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu had told Yeshua, go together with the Skenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, not go together with the Skenim. I want you to lead the Skenim. And we can come up for breath, because really, this concludes the first part of the daf, which is a whole bunch of bullet points. Think about how many halachas and drashas we just went through related to laws of Sanhedrin. Moving along, and we're going to speak out some raid at the end of the daf. Tana, we don't need a braisa. So Zimun b'shloisha. So again, what's the theme of the beginning of the Masechta? Dine mamenois b'shloisha. Gzeklos v'chavolois. Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Abba V'chamisha, etc., etc. So the Gemara interjects here a Braisa and says, Zimun Shloisha, my Zimun. What does that even mean? Ilem Birch Zimun. Oh, maybe it means Rabbi Samuel Benchin, right? Now that's a different type of Shloisha. Okay, fine, but is that what this Braisa means? Can't be. But Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Zimun. Ubirchas Zimun B'shloisha. So obviously, Zimun is not Birchas Zimun, because otherwise this Bryce is redundant. Maybe really Zimun is Bircha Zimun. And the way you're supposed to read the Bryce is that Bircha Zimun is a pirish on Zimun. Can't be, because Vatanya, there's another Bryce that says Zimun b'shloisha, Bircha Zimun b'shloisha. Now here it says Shloisha Shloisha twice, which suggests that it's two separate things. So what is Zimun? Elamai Zimun Azmuni Ledin. It really is related to Dine Momenes b'shloisha, and it's talking about if someone gets a Hazmana to Din, the only time the Hazmana is a Hazmana if it came from three Dayanim. So if a Bez and shall shloisha is mazmin someone to din, it's a hazman. If not, now what's the nafkimin of the halacha if something is a hazman or not? Well, first of all, you have to show up. And number two, if someone is misariv a hazmana, he can end up being put into chair. So you have to know if it's a legally binding hazmana. Does the braisa zimun b'shloisha that it has to be from three people? Says the Gemara, ki yada my rava. Rava said, hani beit losa dayni di yasvi. V'ozol shikha debay dina v'amam bipum b'dechad. Oyama klom. If you have three dayanim that were sitting together, and then they sent a shliach bezdin to go now and be mazman someone to din. And when that shliach bezdin went, he said, one dayin said you should come to court. Loyama klom. It's not a hazmana. Now, what does it mean it's not Hazmana? Really, three people made the Hazmana. What happened was the Shliach Bezdin botched up. But being that the person heard that one person is being Mazmin him, so he didn't have to listen, because as far as he knows, it's only coming from one person, right? Klapi Shmaya Gali, it's really coming from three people. It was a good Hazmana. But the way it was presented to the person was it's coming from one. And if it comes from one, it's not a Hazmana. The person, therefore, doesn't think it's a real Hazmana, so he doesn't have to listen. Das Leya Maklum. You don't have to go, and if you don't go, you're not going to be put into Cheirim. Ado Oma Mishmei Dekulo. So this is clearly what we're saying is Pshat in this Braisa. Hazmana has to come from three people. Then the Gemara says, Aba Vahani Mili, when is this true? Below Yoyim HaDedina. If it's not a Yoyim HaDin. Aba Yoyim HaDedina, if it's one of the days that the courts used to convene, right, you know, Mondays and Thursdays, if it's one of the days that the courts used to convene, then already, less slumber, this halacha wouldn't be true. Because if on a Monday or a Thursday, a day that you know the court is in session, you receive a Hazmana, even if the Hazmana is one dayan, you understand that that's just some sort of typo. It's just the way this shliach was expressing himself. But avada gevis, it's coming from a proper bezdin, and you can't now use the alibi and say, oh, I didn't chap that it was coming from a proper bezdin. If it's a yoy madin, it's understood that it's coming from a proper bezdin. Either way. Two dots. which sends us back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah began, Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha, Gzeilos V'Chavolos B'Shloisha. We know what that means. Nezek V'Chatzi Nezek, Tashlume Kefel, V'Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha B'Shloisha. Zok de Gemara. Sholach Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Le Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. So Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda sends Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Dinei Knossos Bekamo. Dinei Knossos requires how many dayanim? So the Gemara says, "Maikom iboyle." What exactly is that shaylo? Hanantan b'shloisha. The Mishnah says shloisha. Now, to be fair, the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere dine knosis b'shloisha, but it says tashlume kefel, tashlume abar v'chamisha, chatzin nezek if you hold palganiska knosah. So the Mishnah mentions knosis that are b'shloisha. So what's the shaylo? No. So the Gemara says, "Rav Nachman bar Chizda shaylo was something else." Elu yachid mumcha kom iboyle. Yachid mumcha don dine knosis aloy. Could a yachid mumcha paskin dine knosan? That was the shaylo. Amalei. So Rav Nachman bar Yaakov sent back to Nisua, it's a Mishnah. Where did you see it in a Mishnah? Tashlume kefel, v'tashlume arba v'chamisha b'shloisha, unzer a Mishnah. My shloisha. What is shloisha? Ile mishloisha adyoites. Doesn't mean three adyoites. Om rav u'davuch. Mishmei de rav afilu asara v'hein adyoites. Psulun l'dine knosses. You could have 10 dayanim that are adyoites. They'd be possible l'dine knosses. Elo said Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. What then does the tashlume kefel, tashlume arba v'chamisha b'shloisha mean? Mumche, it has to mean mumche. V'kama shloish, and it says three. So you're asking me a question if a yachin mumche is able to paskin dine knosis. It's mefurish in the Mishnah that you would have to have three. Three for sure means mumche. And if that's the case, then it's a mefurish, a Mishnah, and there's no makim for your shayla. Now, Rashi and Tosfos don't say anything in terms of explaining this Gemara. But if you look in the Rishonim, there's a very big arichas on the Rishonim. We're not going to go into it, but just to give the backdrop of what's bothering the Rishonim. When Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda asked Rav Nachman bar Yaakov whether a yochid mumcha can paskin dinei knosis, what was the shayla? A regular mumcha? That was the shayla? Gzeilos v'chavolos, we know, requires not just shloisha, shloisha mumche. Hoidois v'avois, even shloisha edyoitis. Why? No, that's the first sugi in Sanhedrin. But the point is, there's an idea of shloisha mumche. Was that the shayla? Dine knosos should be kosher even b'yachin mumche? It's a little bit funny, because if gzeilos v'chavolos requires three mumchen, what would be the havamina that dine knosos should be even more kuladig, and dine knosos should be maspik with only one mumcha? And just to explain the question a little bit better, what's the makar that dine knosis is b'shloisha? It's because all dine mamonos are b'shloisha. Now, dine knosis would be more similar to hoidois v'alvois, or would it be more similar to gzeilos v'chavolos? The Rishonim say it's more similar to gzeilos v'chavolos. And the reason is because gzeilos v'chavolos is the Iker Parsha where it says Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. And that Parsha also mentions Kefel. Toyin Tanis Ganav is Chayiv Kefel, right? We're talking about a Shomer Chinam that says that it was stolen from him, who's Kefel B'Pekadin. And Kefel is a form of Knas. If that's the case, it's Poshet that if Gzeilos V'Chavolos needs three Mumchen, that Dine Knosos would also need three Mumchen. So if that's the case, what's the Shailo, Yochin Mumcha? So Poshet, say the Rishonim, you would say the Shailo of Yochin Mumcha is not a regular Mumcha. It's a Mumcha L'Rabim. It's the Mumcha, if you remember, of the top of Daf Heim and Aleph, where the Gemara brought a brisa, dine mamonos b'shloisha, v'mhoyo mumcha l'rabim. Oh, that's a whole different Indian. Then you don afilu yichidi. So probably the shayla was mumcha l'rabim. But here's the problem. If the shayla was mumcha l'rabim, then what's the raya from the fact that the Mishnah says that tashlume kefel, tashlume abav v'chamisha needs shloisha mumchen? Those mumchen are probably not mumcha l'rabims. Those are probably regular mumchen. So again, this is a little bit confusing. Shain eimo. Rashi and Tosfos are not really mefarish the sugya, but the bottom line is, Ayin Berishonim, this is a very, very big arichas in terms of understanding poshit pshat in this Gemara. Moving along. The Mishnah then said that a moitzi shemra is also a form of dine mominus, where the halacha is, it requires three dayanim. Divrei Rav Meir. The Chachamim say Moitzi Shemra be'esrim v'shloisha. No, Moitzi Shemra needs 23, and the reason is Mibnei Sheyesh b'dinei nefashas, because it involves dinei nefashas. So we're going to start this sugya now. Ezer Hashem, it's going to be really the topic of tomorrow's daf. So we're just going to make a haschala, and that is, so what's the Moitzi Shemra? Let's just get the case clear. The case of the Moitzi Shemra is Ksubas Daf Beis, or if you prefer, Ksubas Daf Tes. That is the Moitzi Shemra. Somebody gets married, in his mind, he's marrying a psula, he followed the halacha, he got married, b'yom rivi, and then Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Loi Matzasi Lebitcha Psulim. So Thursday morning, before he calms down, like Chazal wanted, he goes running into the court and he says, I married this woman, I thought she was a Psula. Turns out she's not a Psula. I obligated myself to give a ksuba of Masayim. I don't want to give Masayim. I want to give only the ksuba of Ba'ula, which is only going to be a mana. So the Torah says that Bezdin investigated what happened. If they discovered that what this person was saying was false, meaning he was being Moitzi Shemra on Abbas Yisrael, so then we punished him. What was the punishment? He gets a double punishment. The Yisru Oisai, the Anshu Oisai. The Yisru Oisai, he gets Malkis. The Anshu Oisai, he has to pay Mamet, right? Moitzi Shemra is an example of someone that's like Umishalim, but the point is, he got Malkis and he paid a Knas. What was the Knas? Meya Kesef, which in the world of Knosses is a big Knas, because an Oymas and a Mefata, for example, pays a Knas of 50, you find a Knas of 30, but this is a Knas of 100. This is a very, very big Knas, and this is the Knas that they gave this person of Moitzi Shema. Now, what would be if this person was telling the truth? That can potentially upgrade this scenario into something way more serious, because if he's telling the truth, he married this woman, Becheskes Psula, and now it turns out that she was Nivala, Pesach Pasuach. So what's going on over here? There was a Bia. Now, maybe this Bia happened after the Eris and before the Nesuin. What do you mean? After the Eris and before the Nesuin? Yeah, because once upon a time, it was 12 months. So that's a full year where this Maisa couldn't happen. And if two Eidim would now step forward and they would say that, yeah, that's exactly what happened, this woman now might be on death row. She might need capital punishment. In which case, you're going to need a proper Bezdin, a Sanhedrin Ketana, a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. Right? So you see how this could play itself out. So with that backdrop of just a basic understanding of the laws of the Moisi Shemra, in the Mishnah we had a Machlikis Tanoim, Rav Meir says that any time a man walks into Bezdin and he says Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, so what happens? What's the halacha? The halacha is that you need a Bezdin Shal Shloisha. Why? Because right now, what's at stake? The Ksuba's at stake. The Chacham say no. You know what we do right now? We immediately convene the Sanhedrin Ketana. We need the Sanhedrin Ketana for it. Let's everybody calm down a little bit, right? Let's take a deep breath. No, because this might evolve into Dinei Nefashis. So right now, out of the gate, we're for the initial argument of Yeksuba, no Ksuba, we're going to be ready, locked and loaded, with a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. That's what's going on over here in this Mishnah, says the Gemara. At first glance, whose argument seems to be more reasonable? Rav Meir. Right now, it's Dinei Mamonis. Now, coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, okay. So, Dai Litzara B'Shaita. We'll deal with it when we get there. The Chachamim say no. That it's Be'esrim B'Shloisha. Why is it Be'esrim B'Shloisha? What are their words? Mipnei She'yesh Boi Dinei Nefashos. It's not true. There's no Dinei Nefashos now. Maybe there'll be Dinei Nefashos. So why are we getting ahead of ourselves? The Gemara V'Chiyesh B'Dinei Nefashos may have a... says, the Gemara Omar Ula Ula said, V'Choshishan Lasko Miflikev. You want to know what's the point, the nekudas amachlik is between Rameir and the Chachamim in this Mishnah. Are we chayish lelas? Are we not chayish lelas? Rameir holds, ain't chayish lelas. We're not concerned that all of a sudden, because two people are fighting over a ksuba, that Edom are going to step forward, and Edom are going to say, oh, she was Mizana. So the chances, the likelihood, the probability, if you go through the analytics, the odds that this is going to result in a Dinei Nefashos are not very strong. And it's for that reason, it's Dinei Mamonis, B'Shloisha, you don't need a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. For Rabbanan Tzavri, the Rabbanan have a different set of analytics. Chayshin Shein Lelas, no, I actually think there's a good chance that's what's going to happen. Word's going to get out, there's going to be a Shmur. You heard, Yenu Chosin, Hitainet Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Oh, just so happens, I know, I think, somebody told me, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden, there's going to be Dinei Nefashos. So to the extent that you chayish, it's going to end up in Dinei Nefashos, so you're going to bring the Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel right now. Question is, are you chayish or not chayish? Rameir says, ain't chayish in the last. The Rabbanan say chayish in the last. Rav Amar, or some have bigger say Rav Amar, kuli yam the last. No one's chayish in the last. That's not what's going on over here. We're not chayish in the last. V'ocho, b'chayish in the kvayden shal Rishonim k'miflagei. The shayla over here was something else. Are we chayish for the covet of Rishonim or not? What does this even mean? V'ocho b'mayaskin, and you have to make an akimta first, and then we'll understand what this means. Kigoin, what happened was, the ichnif bei esrim v'tlosel l'meidin dinei nefashos. What happens is, this guy, when he came to Bezin, he didn't just come to Bezin and say, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. He came prepared. He came with Eden, that his wife that Imam has just married was Mizana. This is how he came. So as soon as Bezin heard that, all right, they brought in all the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin Ketanah shows up, we have to paskin dinei nefashos. But then afterwards, these Edom fell flat. Drishas Chakir, whatever it was. Turned out they weren't good Edom. So now all of a sudden the Edom or the Dayanim went their own way. So then the guy said, listen, I understand the Edom are not Edom. Okay, what should I do? But dainu limios dine mamides. I still have a taina. I long superstaff kes. Ha'omer pesach basuach matzasi nemal oisrael. I know I have an amonis. So at the same time, at the very least, I don't want to have to pay the ksuba. Now, in this situation, where it's dine mamides, the question is, shloisha or chav gimel? Reb Meir says shloisha. Right now it's shloisha, so it's shloisha. The Chachamim say choishe shel kfeidim shel rishonim. That once we gathered the bezin shel chaf gimel, now we can't just dismiss them. So now they're going to end up being the ones that are going to be presiding over it. Meaning avada gevist says Rava, there's no such thing that if a man walks in and he tainis pesach pasuach matzasi, you need the bezin shel chaf gimel. If it turns into dinei nefashos, you'll worry about it then. Halcha b'mayaskina, where we already brought in the Bezin Shel Chaf Gimel, because it started off as a question of Dinei Nefashos. Then it was downgraded. The question is, are we chayish l'kfoidin shel rishonim that once you bring in 23, you can't just send them home? You have to give them something to do, or are we not? And that's the Shaila. So according to Ula, the Shaila is chayishim l'las. According to Rava, the Shaila is chayishim l'kfoidin shel rishonim. But there's a major nafkamina l'alocha between Ula and Rava. What's the nafkamina? According to Ula, there's no akimta going on in the Mishnah. According to Rava, there's a massive akimta. According to the any time, according to the Chacham, a man says, "Vay matzasi lebitcha psulim pesach pasuach matzasi," etc., etc. Bezin shel chaf gimel. According to Rava, no, only in this case is this the way it's going to be. So with that segue, Zaktimar Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha from a Tosefta writer in the beginning of Amzud Masechta. The Chachamim Oimrim, and the Tosefta, the Chachamim are a little bit more expressive, as they always are in Brisos. Right, so what do the Chachamim say in the Tosefta as it relates to the halacha of Moitzi Shemra Bekama Dayanim? They say, quote, Tavu Mamon B'Shloisha. Tavu Nefashos Pe'esrim B'Shloisha. If the Tfiyah was Mamon, then the Chachamim say, that even Moitzi Shema only requires 3 Dayanim. If they were being Taiveya, Dinei Nefashos, then it's 23. Who does this sound like? This is major Rava, right? Bishlam, the Rava Zokta Gemara Geshmak. Tavu Mamoin Tchila Beshloisha. Tavu Nefashos Tchila Afilu Mamoin Be'esr Beshloisha. Right, Bishlam, according to Rava, you read the Brisa very Geshmak. What does it mean, Tavu Mamoin Beshloisha? I thought the Chacham say 23. No, that's only in the fancy Akimta. But if it was a regular Tfias Mamoin, then Avad it's going to be Shloisha. When is it Esr Beshloisha? If it was Tavu Nefashos, and look at the words carefully, Tavu Nefashos Tchila Afilu Mamoin, even if it gets downgraded to Mamoin, because the Edom turned out, okay, Choshen Lekfayd Nishal. That is the sheet of the Chachamim, and it's going to be Esrim Veshloisha. Elulu Ula Kasha. But according to Ula, that says that Yechayish Lalas, any single time the man walks into Bezin and he says Pesel Pesach Matzasi, you automatically need a Bezin Shalchav Gimel. So Kasha, how does it stem with the Chachamim in the Tosefta that seem to say only sometimes? What do the Chachamim mean when they say Tavu Mamim Veshloisha? Amar Rava, Rava said, Aniv V'Ari Shebechabura Targimno. Me and the Ari of the Chabura explained it. Who's the Arish of the Chabur Rabchi? Ach, my skin, you wonder what the Brice is talking about. The Sefta is a different case. It's talking about Shehevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. It's talking about with the Edim, the husband brought Edim that she was Mazan. The Hevi Ha of Edim, the Hezimo. And then the father brought Edim and was Mazim, the Ede Habal. So right now, the husband owes the father the knas, like every Moitzi Shemra. Right? This is just a fancy way of saying, the guy was proven to be a Moitzi Shemra. So being that the guy was proven to be a Moitzi Shemra, now when the father is Teveya money from the husband, Bal Ligvois Mamay Mibal, the Shloisha, it's going to be Shloisha. Uben Mokim Nefashos. If, however, it's a Shiloh of Nefashos, meaning when we're dealing with the husband trying to be Teveya from the father, or from the Isha, then already Be'esrim V'Shloisha, then the Halach is going to be Be'esrim V'Shloisha. In other words, Rava said that the way Ula is going to learn the Tosefta is when it says V'Chachamim Oimrim Tavu Mamim V'Shloisha, we don't mean if the husband's being Teveya Mamim. What would it mean, the husband's being Teveya Mamim? He's being Teveya D'Ksuba. That's not what we're referring to. We're not referring to the husband being Teveya D'Ksuba. What we are referring to is the father being Teveya the Knas, because of the fact that the husband was Moitzi Shemra. That's a good old-fashioned Knas. That's regular dinei mominis. That's never going to come to dinei nefashas. When the husband's being tevea, the moment of the ksuba, that could result in dinei nefashas. What happens if he's telling the truth? And if Adam come and say she was mezana, oh, now it's dinei nefashas. And ula holds b'chayish lalaz, and as a result, this is something that you're always going to have to be worried about. If, however, it's the father that's now trying to collect the knas from the husband, that's a regular dinei mominis. That's never going to come to a dinei nefashas. And that's what the Chachamim meant in the Braisa when they said, Tavu mamim b'shloisha. This sugya that we're learning right now is going to go all the way to the two dots on daf yud amud aleph. We are Be'ezra Hashem going to pick up that in tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to one rate bite for today's daf. Wasn't sure, one or two? We'll do one. And that is, the daf began, Darash bar kaparo, minoha milsa da amur rabbanon, heve mesuna medin, dechsiv loisala b'maylois, v'samich le, ve'ela ha'mishpatim. What's the makar that this that the Rabbanon said, heaven masuna b'din? So he said it's learned from the smichos of two psukim. It says, lo yisale b'mayloys ha-mizbechi, and it says, ve'ela ha-mishpatim ha-shatosim lefneyem. That means if you're a dayan, heaven masuna b'din, don't get ahead of yourself, don't jump a little bit too far. If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah that says, Hevi Mesuna Bedin. So we've mentioned this so many times. That what's the Gaon's Pirish on Avos? So the Gaon took all the Mishnayos and Avos and he found a scriptural source for what the Tana in the Mishnah said. And the Mesoira is that the Gaon said, that Rashi says at the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma, what makes something an Av? Avos kari lahanach dechsivit b'kra behedya. Right, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Something that's mentioned mefurish and a pasuk, that's an av. And if this mesecht is called mesechtas avos, it must mean that everything mentioned in avos has a makar and a pasuk. So says the Gaon on the Mishnah, heaven mesuna medin, what's the makar? Leisalab b'mayleis ha-mizbechi v'samich lei ve'ela ha-mishvotim bar kaparet drasha. This is the makar to the Mishnah. This is why it's an avos, because it obviously has a source in a pasuk. It's this darash bar kapar. Now, where's this Mishnah of having masuna b'din? Trick question. Where is this Mishnah? It's an avos. We just said that. But we're an avos. It's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? It's the first halacha in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos begins. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, u'mesara li Yeshua. V'yeshua l'skeinim, v'skeinim l'neviim, u'neviim misaru l'anshei knesses ha'gdoyla. Heim amru shloisha dvarim. Them, meaning the anshei knesses ha'gdoyla, said three things. Heven mesunim b'din, v'hemidu talmidim harbe, v'asu siog l'teira. So the anshei knesses ha'gdoyla, who are a very important link in the chain of the Messiah of the Torah, they said three things. They said, heven mesunim b'din, they said, hemidu talmidim harbe, and they also said, asu siog l'teira. Now the truth is, this Mishnah is a little bit enoy oime elo darsheni. Why? Because that's partially that the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla said more than three things. The Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla play maybe the most underrated role in the Messiah of Torah. We spoke about this in Masechtas Megillah. We have raid bites on this Be'ezus Hashem. But so much of the way Torah looks today is based on what came about from the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla. Who's the most prominent member of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla? So, I don't know, but Ezra maybe, right? The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, we're going to learn it in less than 2 weeks. Ru'uya hoisa Torah shetinasin al yaday Ezra. Va'af al pishaloi nitna al yaday, nishtana al yaday. And the Oymek HaDvarim is, now the Gemara's Lashon is nishtana haksav al yaday. But we've mentioned this, that there's a tremendous Oymek, because there was there were major shinuyim that came about through the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla. So the contributions of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla is a list that efshal lefartah. Literally, kirabim heim, right? Nusach HaTfilah, all the brachas, all the mishnayos that we have, all the derabbanans that they instituted, it all came from the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla. Says the Mishnah, when we mentioned the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla, you should know, hey, manru shloisha dvarim. They said three things. Heaven mesuna b'din, the first line in today's daf, be very patient. Lo yisala b'maylas al mizbechi, ve'elam mishpatim ashatasim lefneim. Ve'hemidu talmidim harbe. These are the three things that the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla said. Of course, the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla said more than these three things. Elamai, Pshat in the Mishnah is, these were the things that they used to say. These are their hu hoya oimers, right? These are things that were part and parcel of their DNA. These were things that if you met with a member of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyla, this is what they stood for. This is their tagline. Heaven mesuna b'din ve'emidu talmidim harbe v'asu siug la Torah. But it's still something that's a little bit tonbir. So just to talk a little bit about this inyan. If you look at the Mefarshei HaMishnayis, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashbats, the Abarbanel, the Kadmoinim, they're all mitzayin and Ovis Rav Nosson on this Mishnah that says, Vehemidu Talmidem Harbe. Ovis Rav Nosson says, what does it mean, Vehemidu Talmidem Harbe? It means as follows. Shebeshamay Oimrim, Beshamay used to say, Al Yishne Adam Elo Lemisha Hu Chacham V'anav Uben Ovis V'asher. If you're a Rebbe and you're going to teach Torah, you should only teach Torah to a Chacham, someone that's a Bal Kishrin, right? Someone that's very good in learning. V'anav, he has incredible midos. Uben Ovois, and he's someone that comes from good stock. He comes from Chasheva people. V'asher, and not just that, right? Odgeld. Beisulul Aymrin. Beisulul says no. L'chol Adam Yishna. You teach Torah to anybody. And you want to know why? Shahar be poishim mahoyu behem b'Yisrael. Because there were many people that were poishim. And finiskarvel atam Torah. And they learned Torah. And through the Torah that they learned, they became good people. And not only them, v'yotzu mehem tzadikim, chasidim, v'ksherim. So don't start making decisions and saying you to the right and you to the left. No. Beisulul says you teach Torah to everybody. So Beishamai says, no, if you want to learn Taira, you want to come to me? You better check off boxes. If not, you're not accepted. Beis Hillel says no. L'chol Adam Yishna. You teach Taira to everybody because you don't know who's who. And there were so many poishim v'yotzumim tzadikim chasidim g'shem. So Zogin Da'al Rishonim that this obviously Rav Nosson is commenting on this Mishnah because what's the Bir Advarim? Hemidu Tamidim Harbi. What the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila was saying was do like Beis Hillel and don't do like Beis Shammai. Hemidu Tamidim Harbi, not Beis Shammai. No, teach Torah to everybody because Harbi Poshim Ewe Yotzu Mehem Tzadikim Chasidim Ekshayim. So there was just one hergish that bothered me a little bit. I'm not saying this is a kasha, but it's a hergish, and that is it sounds like the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila already paskin, they were machriya in this shiloh. Right, do you teach Torah only to the elite? Or do you teach Torah to everybody? Because let's be honest, you don't know who's who and you don't know who's going to come from who. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, Hamidu Tamidim Harbe. And all the Rishonim say, it means Beis Hillel. So how did Beis Shammai, 400 years later, go not like the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila? Right, we know Chazal say, Ein bezden yachal avatel divrei bezden chaveiroi, elim kin gadol mimenu, Bechachma uveminyan. You can't just undo what another Bezdin did. So if the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, so you say Meres, the right approach when it comes to this very fundamental Hashkafic Shaila is Beis Hillel. So where is there even Mokim for a Beis Shammai? No, you'll tell me it's not a halacha. It's not a halacha. I hear. But the Hergish still is. If the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila argued, Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, then how did Beis Shammai have the credentials and the plates all these centuries later to say, I hold not that way. I don't, you don't have to be Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. So just a Hergish. And that is, we said that these were the three things that were the tagline of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is pashat. If you know the history of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, this was a very, very special bezdin that was convened during a very, very special time. In fact, we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin now. The bezdin HaGadol was made up of how many members? Rabbi Yehuda says 70. The Chachamim say 71. The Ramban says in Primius it's really 72. 120, we'd even find a Bezdin, a governing body that's made up of 120 members. So, not shockingly, Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Yesodei Mishnah Arichasa talks about this, and he suggests that the answer to this is a better appreciation for the historical context of when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila existed. It was such a fickle time for the Jewish people. The State of the Union was so shvach and on the verge that it needed a bezin that was bigger than even the Esfali Shivan Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. Ayin Shah. But the bottom line is, it's by the way, if you want to look it up inside, in the back of Yisrael Mishnah Varichasa, he has an appendix with a whole bunch of essays related to the topic of the Sefer, and this is essay number one. But the bottom line is that this was a very, very critical time. You learn Sefer Ezra, you learn Sefer Nehemiah, you see what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden were married to Noshim Nachriyos. There was still Avodah Zara, which was the cause of Chorban Bayis Rishon. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila felt they had to be Mevatel, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zara. There would be Mechal Shabbos, right? That's why Muktzah and all the Chizukim and Shabbos came about during that time. The situation was very, very shver. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah's primary avodah was to make sure that there would be a Klal Yisrael to take us into the next phase of our existence. And the things that they preached and they said were really leading to that objective and to that agenda. This is not like Machshav and the Weltarein. This is Jewish history. This is the way it was. And that's what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah were coming to do. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said, you know what you have to do? Let's work backwards. Asu Siyog L'Toyra. This is the Goyin that we've mentioned so many times to Zaman and the Chabura. And that is Ruba de Ruba. The Goyin's Lashon is even all. But everyone says the Goyin didn't mean all. But if you read the Goyin inside, the Goyin says all the Rabbanans were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah in the beginning of Bayi Sheni. Why? Because if you don't make chizukim, then history is going to repeat itself. So the Yidden had a Beis HaMikdash, they lost it. So good, we got it back. Now what? You're going to do the same averes. So they had to make an asu siog l'teira. They had to go now make a mishmeres. This is something that they're preaching fundamental to their time, because without all this siogim, there's no chance for Klal Yisrael to exist. You know what else they said in that time? Hemidu talmidim harbin. If you're going to start now figuring out who you should teach Torah to, who you shouldn't teach Torah to, teach Torah to everybody. During this critical time in Jewish history, you can't play games. There's no chachmas. And as a result, hamidu tamidim harbe. But what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah was saying in this very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I think that's why Heimam Rishloish Advar mitzvah, these three things, despite the fact that almost everything we on some level need to attribute to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah, it's because these were the things that they put in place during that time to make sure Asvet Zayin Ahemshech and Klal Yisrael Hemidu Talmidim Harbe critical, and Asus Yag L'Tayr the Goy, and all the Rabbanans are put into place. Like this, Klal Yisrael will rebuild itself, and like this, we're going to have a Hemshech. Maybe Beis Shammai held that, I know the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, but maybe that was a Hanhaga for that Tkufa. In that time, it's a Zman of Charbin, it's a Zman of, there's no Klal Yisrael, what's going to be? How many people are there even to teach Torah to? So now you can't start saying him yeah, him not. Hemidu tamidim harbe. But Beis Shammai is looking at a world 400 years later. There's yeshivas, there's koilim, Klal Yisrael's knocking. Now we're ready. Oh, it's a different Indian. I don't know if you teach Torah to everybody. Now we're going to make sure you're going to teach to this one. You're not going to teach to that one. It could be the Beis Shammai who went not like the hemidu tamidim harbe is because it's a different Indian. Now what did the Rishonim mean? Hemidu tamidim harbe think Beis Hillel. Meaning, not that Beis Shammai is necessarily being chaylik, but if you want to understand the pirush of what it means, the visual of Emidu Talmidim Harbe, look at that Ovis Rav Nosson, that's what it is. You teach Torah to everybody because you never know who's who. Shaharbe Poshim Hoyo Hem Be Yisrael, Viniskarvu Lutarit Matoira, Viyatsume Hem Tzadikim, Chasidim Ukshere. So, I was looking around a little bit to see if anybody expresses this hergish of Heim Amru Shloish Advarim. It's because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah are living during this critical period, and as a result, on these Shloish Advarim, who said there's going to be a Klal Yisrael? But in my searches, I found the Dover Nifla. Because the emes is, it bothered me a little bit, but why have a Masunim Bedin, right? That's the first halacha, quote unquote, in Pirkei Avos. How does that fit into this? What's heaven Masunim Bedin? But Matzasi Eis Asher Ahava Nafshi in the Likutim from the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Pirkei Avos, he said as follows. He said that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah were preaching Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. They wanted that a Rebbe should teach the Talmidim Harbe. He says, but you know what the problem is? He says, if when somebody comes to you and he says, I want to learn with you, you're going to start judging him and you're going to start saying, you know what? I don't know, maybe you're not the Chacham of Beis Shammai. And maybe you don't have the midas that you're supposed to have. And maybe you don't come from the right yichas. I don't know if your background is befitting you to be able to steigen learning. And, you know, maybe just because of your financial situation, you're not the right person. If you're going to start scrutinizing, and if you're going to go, and you're going to start canceling people, you'll never be able to be my mitalmidim harbi kibes hillel. The only way it's shaykh to be my mitalmidim harbi kibes hillel is heaven masunim b'din. If you're going to be patient, and if you're going to try to be dan lekav schus, and you're going to try to find the good in people, have a mesunim bedin, then and only then could you be hamidu tamidim harbe. But if you're going to be quick to judge, not a dine mominis b'shloisha quick to judge, Not tashlume kefel tashlume abra v'chamisha quick to judge. Or they have a mesuna bedin when it comes to being done as chaveroi. If you're going to look your friend in the eye and you're going to cancel him in a second because you know what? That's such kind of balkishrin. Well, I don't think this guy has a chance to make it. Then how are you going to be maimed talmidim harbe? So really what the Anshek Nasa Gdolah was saying was hemidu talmidim harbe. V'asu siyag latayra. But you know what you need to do first if you want to be maimed talmidim harbe? You have to learn how to look at a person in the richtige oifen. You have to learn how to not to jump quickly to judgment and to passel a person and to cancel a person. And that's the hakdama. The hakdama is heavy mesunim bedin. Be done as chaver lekav schos. See the good in a person. See the potential in a person. And like Basil said, we paskal. We don't paskal like Beishamai. We paskal like Basil. And like this is the whole Beishamai is raid. But Basil is lamaisa. And like Basil said, how many poishim were there? V'yatsu mehem. Tzadikim, chasidim, ksherim. How many good people came from Poshim? People that people gave up on very early in life. But look what came from them. In order to come tzu to v'emidu talmidim harbe, the hakdama to that is heaven mesuna bedin. And it could be this is really the hakdama to the whole Pirkei Avos. It's the first words in Pirkei Avos. Heaven mesuna bedin. Pirkei Avos is midos. Pirkei Avos is ben adam l'chaveroi. Pirkei Avos is going above and beyond what you have to do. The only way to do that is to be heaven mesuna bedin. If you're going to have a quick finger on your trigger and you're going to cancel people, then you know what? Then already there's no chance. You know, I was thinking that there was a time, once upon a time, my Zayde used to say, that there was a time where they were looking for people to come to Beis Medrash. I remember I once told my grandfather that somebody was thrown out of Beis Medrash. My grandfather said, "The dacha haben aros gevar fin kinder fin Beis Medrash." Whoever heard of you throw someone out of Beis Medrash? I never heard such a thing. My grandfather was with innocence, he said. He said, "Those are the dacha getin." They rounded us all up and they threw us out of Beis Medrash. There was a feeling, there was a hergish, once upon a time. I think that's this Inyan of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah saying Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, because in a world where there's not a lot of Talmidim, so Avada Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. You live in a world where Baruch Hashem there's a lot of Talmidim, you don't feel it as much. But Lamaisa Beisul Shita is in all worlds Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, and the way you come to Hemidu Talmidim Harbe is heavy Mesunim Bedin. That's the heavy Mesunim Bedin. Heavy Mesunim Bedin, it underpins everything. If you want to be able to be someone that's going to excel in Pirkei Avos, the hakdama is heavy mesuna b'din. You have to be patient. Don't cancel. Try to find the silver lining. See the good in a person. See the neshama in the person. See the soul in the person. See maybe what this person's going through, what his situations are, how this person was raised, what his background is. Don't quickly be mevatel people. If you do that, then you can come to Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. If you do that, you can come to Pirkei Avos. The hakdama to everything in Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi is heaven mesunim b'den.